Today is Wednesday, October 14th. This is Patrick Callahan, a reference librarian at the Westchester Public Library. And today we're going to be speaking with Frank Brogan, a 22-year resident of Westchester. This interview is being conducted for the Canterbury Tales Oral History Project here at the Westchester Public Library. Okay, Frank, why don't you tell us a little bit about when and where you were born and your family growing up?
I was born in Oak Park in 1922.
Okay. Wow.
And I grew up, they lived in Oak Park and then they moved to Westchester.
Okay. Where did you live in Oak Park? Do you remember?
It was Southfield Park. I don't remember for sure what street it is now.
But, did you have brothers or sisters?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I was the second youngest of six kids.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you moved to Westchester when you were about 7 years old.
Second grade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was that like, moving from Oak Park to Westchester, as you remember it?
Well, my dad lost his business.
Oh, he did.
Yes. That was in the Depression years.
What did he? What kind of business was it?
He had a coal yard.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he lost his business.
Okay.
And then lost the house.
Okay.
And that's when we moved to Westchester.
And you moved to Westchester, okay. Did you move into a house here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's what I look today, 1622 Portsmouth.
Oh, okay.
It's the red brick house.
Okay.
Just south of this street here.
Oh, Canterbury.
Yeah, Canterbury.
Okay. Did he find work out here, or?
No.
Okay. And you were here for 2 years, is that right?
Yes.
Where did you go to school?
There was a house, we lived on Canterbury, or not, on Portsmouth, and a house in back of us they turned into a school.
Okay.
And four grades in the living room and four in the bedroom.
Was there a name for the school?
Not that I can remember.
But it was a public school?
Yes, Westchester Public School.
Okay. Do you remember what Westchester was like around that time, the neighborhoods?
There were only a few houses at that time.
In Westchester?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of empty lots.
All right. Were the cemeteries there?
Yes.
Oh, they were. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And what kind of stuff did you do around that time? The other neighborhood kids or with your siblings? Do you remember how you spent your time?
Well, my oldest brother got the Westchester delivered the daily newspaper. So he hired me to deliver part of it.
Okay.
So he did this side and I did that side.
Oh. Okay. Was there a lot of other kids around at the time or?
No, not too many.
No. Okay.
No.
Was it like living in like the country or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So was it drastically different than Oak Park?
Because the school was in the house on, not Portsmouth, but Divine Infant Church is on that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Street corner from Divine Infant Church. The house there was the school.
Did you guys attend any of the parish? Or did you attend church at all in Westchester?
No.
No? Okay.
No. I was raised Catholic.
Okay.
And I'm still.
Okay. So did you guys go to church in Oak Park or?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, when we moved in back to Oak Park, we lived a block east of Harlem Avenue.
Okay, I can picture that.
And so I went to St. Luke's
oh.
in River Forest.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. Do you have any memories of school you wanted to share with us? I know when I you were talking to the ladies at the desk earlier about something. Wasn't there a story about a teacher or something?
Oh, that was in Westchester.
Okay.
Teacher, she taught four grades.
Four grades?
Yes. The first four were in the living room, and the second four were in one of the bedrooms.
Okay.
And she was sewing up her underwear during class.
Uh-oh.
And at that time, they didn't show the women's clothes like they do today.
Yeah.
And so my younger brother, a year younger than I, went home and told mother, and mother raised Cain.
Yeah.
Needless to say, the teacher got fired.
Oh, wow.
But she got even. She flunked all four of us.
Wow. Do you remember her name?
No, I don't remember her name.
Okay. That's funny. So then you moved back to Oak Park, and then you moved back to Westchester. About 20 years ago?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Westchester must have looked quite a bit different when you moved back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well built.
What was your impression of Westchester when you moved back?
That it was quite a growing community.
Mm-hmm. I was reading that with the exception of the prairie on Wolf Road, that pretty much all open land has been developed in some way in Westchester. What kind of stuff were you able to do after you moved back that you weren't able to do then? I mean, do you do all your shopping in town and things like that? You might not have.
Oh, when are you speaking?
When you moved back to Westchester.
When I was married?
Yes.
And moved back here?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And it's been a lot different?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
Yeah. So, was there any, where did you move, when you moved to Westchester, where is your house now?
We're on Norfolk Avenue.
Norfolk. So how far are you from your house you lived in as a kid when you lived in Westchester?
Maybe two blocks.
Two blocks,
yeah,
okay.
It's that far.
Wow, okay.
All right. About two blocks.
Okay. Any other memories you wanted to share?
You know where the school is? Westchester School?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Grammar School?
Yeah.
Well, we're in the next block just south of it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So did you have any children?
Yes.
Okay. And they were raised in Oak Park, but not Westchester. Is that right?
No, they were raised in Westchester.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any other memories you wanted to share about Westchester?
Because my kids went to Divine Infant.
Oh, they did.
And then when they got into high school, they went to the Catholic high schools that were in town.
St. Joe's and IHM?
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I worked bingo at IHM for as long as they had it.
Okay. Of course, that school combined with, merged with St. Joe's. It's now part
yes.
of St. Joe's.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right.
They were two separate schools. Okay. Like that.
How many kids did you have?
Six.
Oh, you had six, too. Yes, just like you came
right.
from a family of six. And they all went to...
Four boys and two girls.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what am I talking about? Four girls and
two boys. Okay. And they were all raised in Westchester?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do any of them live in town still?
No.
No. They all moved elsewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
The oldest daughter lives in Western Springs.
Okay, that's not far.
No. And she owns a volleyball club for girls.
Okay.
She has 700 girls on a Sunday, different age group teams.
Wow.
All practicing.
Wow.
And she had three girls. And the second oldest one is currently the assistant volleyball coach at Marquette University.
Wow. That's something. And do your other kids live in the area, like around, or no? Do they?
A boy lives in the Grange, and the son lives out near St. Charles.
Okay. Okay.
And where's the other girls live?
That's okay. It's hard to keep track of six kids. Okay. Well, was there any other memories you had of Westchester that you wanted to share with us today?
I can't think of them.
Oh, that's okay. Well, it's interesting
other
that
other than I was the newspaper, my oldest son, my oldest brother, got the distributor for Westchester, and he hired me as the delivery boy.
It's interesting that you had the you saw Westchester when it was a very young community.
Yes.
And then now you see what it is today.
Right.
Which is like a full blown, you know, kind of bit like a, you know, suburb with a lot going on. Busy place.
Yeah, on Portsmouth there was just a red brick house, and kitty corner across the way was another house. There were only two houses there.
Wow. Well, does that about cover it? Was that
I can't think of anything else that you might be interested in.
That's okay. Well, thanks for sharing your memories with us today.